When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rashawn Scott, a.k.a. Shamanda Felt, and I would love to share with you some of my favorite moments from season 2 of Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. Now, first and foremost, everyone in this company does an amazing job at telling this story collectively, and there are millions of moments that we've all laughed at, but these are a few of my favorites. In episode 202, Hodag Hoodat, the first rumblings of the relationship between Dragline and Crashly have shown themselves. And it's a credit to Claire and Aaron, who are two of the funniest people that I've ever had the chance to play with. And the spontaneity, the fact that we don't even see each other when we're recording, this is all, you know, spontaneous, and we've played with each other long enough that we understand each other's playing style, and the buildup between Crashly and Dragline is so intense and so fierce. I don't have any sisters, so I don't fully understand the dynamics and the power dynamics that can happen when two characters come up against each other, but this one is absolutely fabulous, so please, I present to you Dragline versus Crashly.
Well, I assume I'll be taking the lead on this since I'm, you know, like the chosen one or whatever. So I'll go ahead and like, wait, what?
No, I mean, I was going to say, as we both take a step forward, I noticed you want it. So I just like fall back. Go for it, Crash.
I see it.
Dragline sees it.
Oh gosh, no. I like this rivalry.
You got this, Crash. It's all you.
Oh,
Dragline very pointedly adjusts her training bra that she needs.
Wow.
Dang.
I even clocked this.
Oh my god.
What's going on?
This happened so quickly. Oh my god.
I feel bad.
No. It's great drama. It's
very
great.
Hey, it's me, Jeff Murdoch, but you may know me better as Adam Miller, the weird scientist. But I wasn't always weird. I used to be mundane. Just a mundane little teenager. But going back to that time when I was a mundane, I want to give a shout out to the very first episode of season 2. Wow, that's almost a full year ago. It kind of is a full year ago, depending on when you listen to this. I'm not sure. But back in 2021, we went back to 2006 for the first time ever because we reset the timeline. And we were just getting to know each other again. Everyone was a little different. Shamanda was busy. Crashly was in a younger body. I was living with Derek. And, you know, we were all just figuring out. Susan was having a rough time. You know, she's drinking, you know, boxed wine while watching Desperate Housewives. You know, we were all figuring it out. But the one who was figuring it out the most was Dirk Pfeiffer. He was figuring out how to be a human, like an actual human, not just a angel in a human skin. He was being a human. And one of the big things was his chortle. I think you have to listen to Dirk's chortle, mainly when we were in the Sam Goody at the mall. It was impressive. I think this is what made Crashly start to fall in love with him. That chortle. That beautiful, angelic chortle. Hit it, Tyler.
Hi, Derek.
Check out my fingers.
Yeah, you still got four of them, huh?
Yeah.
No, but look what's on them.
He's got mirrors on them.
Oh, cool. The CDs. Yeah. You're going to have to pay for all of those.
This one was made by Korn.
This one was made by Led Zeppelin.
You've got like $90 of CDs on your fingers right now.
Wait, you don't know Led Zeppelin? I feel like that's like a historical thing. Like a Zeppelin.
Yeah, I know what a Zeppelin is.
And their music has been around a long time.
And Diane interrupts and is like, okay, you kids are starting to make me feel old. Here, Adam just...
I chortle.
How do you chortle?
Everybody in the store stops and looks at you.
What is that child chortling?
He's from Canada.
About?
It's cool.
Oh. I put my hand on Diane. I put my hand on Diane's shoulder and I say, Diane, and I mean this when I say this, to a lot of people I know, you are but a child.
Dude.
She's like, honestly, Derek, I'm sure in Canada that is a nice thing to say. In America, that still sounds very weird.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, y'all. It's Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine on Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. And here is one of my favorite moments from season two. So this is in episode 233. There's a lot going on, but essentially Adam Miller's cyborg girlfriend named Genesis is sort of being destroyed. And he's having one final moment with her. And it's a great improv scene because Tyler as Genesis is just like kind of heart-wrenching. And then Jeff Murdoch as Adam is so, so funny and sad. He just plays the perfect doofus. And Jeff always makes like the best choice to be a loser in every moment in a way that's like so perfectly funny. And then Rashawn Scott playing Shamanda comes in with this like really excellent narrative moment and makes this great choice. I love this scene narratively. I love what it gives Adam Miller going forward as like an ongoing quest to sort of like keep Genesis close. And it was just one of my favorite moments. I love how they work together to make it happen. That's the name of the game in Mystery Canary Monster Hunters Club.
Adam, you hear up above at face level, Adam? Adam?
I stand up.
You see Jenny's face in the back of the robot sort of flickering in and out of shape as these nano forms are sort of trying to be cohesive. And she's like, Adam, I'm cold, Adam.
Oh, Jenny, it's all right. It's okay. It's probably just Hank. It's probably just Hank.
Yeah, it's probably just me. And she's like, no. Adam, can I have just one human kiss?
Yeah. And I cry. And I lay a huge smooch on her. And I roll for coolness. And it's a 6.
I want to roll to help out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Drag line.
Yes. I'm just kidding. That's weird, right?
As you go in, Adam, to kiss, you rolled a 6.
Mm-hmm.
You have like a tender, full kiss with Genesis. And then the face decoheres, and it just goes back to her long hair on the back of the robot's head. And you're just kissing like a face full of hair. Then you pull away from it with just a mouthful of hair.
Oh, and Shamanda gives it a moment and says, Adam, buddy, that was really sweet what you did. And she's not gone forever, okay? If you can find a computer old enough, I guess. You can use this, and I produce the floppy disk that has all the memories on it.
Aww.
Shamanda.
Good, hang on to that, buddy. I was going to do something petty and awful with it. For my next favorite moment, there are so many great moments in this episode. I'm talking about episode 216. The title of that episode is Come One, Come All. Let's have a town hall. So the gang has gotten together to explain to the townsfolk what has been going on. There was a vicious monster. Lots of people were hurt. And we have to be held accountable. And that was the time to do it. And we got to meet so many great people. Especially one of my favorite people, a character that Erin plays, a character named Curly Lumpkin, a goblin stand-up comedian. And the thing that Curly Lumpkin and Erin specializes in is crowd work. And there is a moment when Curly Lumpkin is brought in to sway the crowd and bring them in, and Curly does an amazing job of crowd work that you absolutely have to hear. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Curly Lumpkin.
You know, and people can be scared at the idea of monsters, but
she's not on the mic anymore. I can't really hear.
Oh, sorry. Oh, and I go back around to the voting. Sorry about that. Let me back up. People can be scared of monsters, but I think it's important to remember that each monster is a little different. Just like everyone here in Haverford, everyone brings, you know, their own unique qualities, good and bad, and you don't have to be afraid of everybody. And with that, I'd like to bring forward Curly Lumpkin.
Who?
Hello.
How is Curly Lumpkin coming on stage? Okay, is she just appearing or?
Yeah, she's going to pop, you know, poof onto stage. Oh, I don't know.
This is scary.
Okay.
Why isn't the smoke alarm going off?
I throw my shoe.
I catch that shoe.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Reflexes. Free shoes. Don't mind if I do. Kind of stinky, though, right? Am I right?
Okay. It's a condition. It's a condition.
But
So, yes, I am a goblin. Yes, I am. But I'd like you to know I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot for goblins out here. I just signed a deal with HBO. Yeah, HBO Max. Yes, I get the first month free. And then I only pay $99 a month.
Oh, that's funny.
What is HBO Max? You mean HBO Home Box Office?
Yes, I'm talking about HBO Home Box Office. Listen, goblins, we're a little clairvoyant. And now I'm going to. Oh, you, sir. You. You. Me? Where are you from? You, yes, you, the bald one.
Yeah, me? I'm very bald. Oh, wait, that guy's also bald. Which one of us are you talking to?
Most of us are
Which
bald
do you
in this
think?
Section. Him, for sure.
They kind of sat all the bald guys in one area. Something about the
the one with the... Okay, shut up. No, never mind. Okay, you, ma'am.
Yes.
You with
the
roll is in your hair. Yes.
Yes. Ooh, sorry, I had to come out quickly. I just heard this meeting was important. I didn't have time to get ready, and I'm very vulnerable. But please,
well,
after
where,
you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Haverford.
From Haverford. More like have a fart. more like have a fart.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't care for that.
Rashan, roll a d6.
5.
Okay. Yeah. You're not
she
affected
farts.
By this. This is just a good joke.
She farts.
Okay.
Wait, who farts?
Fart.
Oh, you make her
the lady
fart?
Who I said have
yeah,
a fart.
Sure. You make
no,
her
okay,
fart.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she doesn't have an emotional condition from
that's
it.
A
yeah.
No. Yeah.
Okay. I'm lifted like 2 inches off of the pew. Whoa.
Yeah, just
rocket.
No harm done. Everyone had fun. Farts are funny. So look, yes, we've had some fun today. I've told a couple people to shut up. I made somebody fart. That's the worst I can do. You know, otherwise I make a nice spaghetti.
Prove
I
it.
Like I love my kids. I'm 15 years young and
what?
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
I do. Yeah, they're 7 and 10. Yeah.
So are you saying that your kids are going to go to school with my kids? They're just going to learn to fight your kids. That can't be healthy.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about some goblin kids coming to our school.
Oh,
do you
no,
pay
no.
taxes?
So, okay, thank you, Curly. Thank you.
And I hook myself off stage.
Can you answer a few quick questions? Curly is not going to be coming to school here. Neither were her kids. She is just a guest today to teach us a little lesson. And didn't we learn it?
Whoa, where's she a guest from?
Goblinville.
Yeah, where do goblins come from?
Yeah, I just flew in from hell, and boy, am I labia tired! You can buy that on a coffee mug, and you can buy it on a pencil. I'll have more merch in the next couple months. I'm signing a deal.
Where are you selling the merch? Is it in the back of the room or the front of the room?
Oh, the merch is on the internet. And you can buy that at goblin.net/curly.
Just a hush as people are writing down.
Does anyone have a
All
pen?
Right, thank you, Curly.
Hi, it's me, Alan Linick, playing Siedre, the stupid. That was a little prank that I played. It's actually Jeff Murdoch, the Adam Miller player. That prank was showing y'all how childish I can be, how childish we all can be. I mean, we're playing teenagers. And, you know, we're pretty much teenagers still anyways, deep down. But every now and then, you need someone to give you a pep talk, to pump you up, to get you ready for what the future has. Whether that may be a job interview, a fantastic first date, or a bad first date, or a mediocre first date. But something. And maybe you're getting pumped up to fight the Bondel Grabs in Barora, Nebraska, okay? And you gotta find Barb Wexler. And you've just been breaking Sega Saturns. And so EJ's been just breaking gravestones. And Crashly's breaking hearts and Chadriel's body. I mean, dang, Chadriel was freaking hot. But, you know, Shamanda gave a killer pep talk that got us all on the same page, got us pumped up, and got us thinking with our heads instead of our butts. So I take you to when we jumped to Barora, Nebraska, and Shamanda gave us a speech that would rival Bill Paxton / Pullman. I always forget who's who in Independence Day, because today is our Independence Day. Not really. Kinda.
In this moment, we all need to collectively nut up. We are 16 years old, give or take a couple, because of Crashly. Mm-hmm. And we've been through quite a bit. And if there was any moment to prove anyone wrong about how teenagers are reluctant, misbehaving, and just full on ding dongs, it would be now.
Hey, did you guys see what I did to that tombstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, EJ.
You have this new incredible power and a brand new life. Don't muck it up like you did the first time.
Oh, damn, Jamie.
That was awesome.
I mean, I agree with you.
Adam. Don't just break stuff just because you can.
I know, I agree. Oh, you're talking about the Saturn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Nut up, Adam. And Crashly, I like the way your body looks. I'm going to be honest.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna get over that for the cause. But I just got to say, hey, I like the way your body looks.
Thank you. It's Aaron. I got another favorite moment for you, and it's one of Claire Linick's intros as Susan Wexler. I live for the frickin' times when it's Claire's turn to do the intro. They bring so much heart to Susan and are also so funny, but Susan is not so secretly like the heart of this show and has so much real love and care and like parental nurturing of these children. And Claire brings that really beautifully, but Claire's also hilarious and so specific in their characterization of like who Susan Wexler is and what Susan Wexler is about. This is one of many very funny intros that they did in partnership with their real life partner, Alan Linick. They really said, I'm going to do some Foley work. Please enjoy.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, CEJ.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm just, I got to talk to you.
I'm just kidding. This is my voicemail. When you hear the tone, feel free to leave a message and I'll get back to you, like, I don't know, whenever. Beep.
Oh, yeah, that was really, that was.
Just kidding. That was me saying beep. All right, for real this time. Feel free to leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can. Take care.
That was funny, bud. I really enjoyed that. Thank you. I guess I'm just calling to hear your voice. I realize now you're probably at clarinet lessons. Yeah, it's just, you know, we're having a bit of a pickle over here. And Crash is gone, bud. And I'm going to bring her back, and I know I've done that for you, and I guess I just needed, you're going to laugh at this, we're going to be laughing our heads off at this in a little while, but I guess I just needed to hear that you're okay, and I guess I just need you to reassure me. We're already laughing, we're having a good time. Delete this message. Don't keep this one. Keep my others. Bye-bye now. Oh, this is Susan Wexler.
There are so many times that the gang is left on the edge of their seat because Tyler does such an amazing job with these cliffhangers. One of the best times is when Tyler revealed that Mashley is very important to Crashly, and the way that the shock and awe that we were all left with at the end of that episode was truly one of my favorite moments in the season. So please enjoy episode 216, Come One, Come All, Let's Have a Town Hall, the cliffhanger of Mashley.
As you are all sort of taking in this moment, looking at each other confused and alarmed, Crashly, you have a seizure.
Oh no.
You find yourself in a gray space, and you see in front of you, again, she's there. It's hard to tell how old she is. Is she a young person who's lived a hard life, or is she in her middle years? But there is Mashley is sitting there on the floor, legs crossed, and she's like, okay, they said to try again. Hello?
Hey, Mashley.
Hi.
Hi.
I need your help.
Oh, I'll try. What do you need?
I need you to show me her creator. I need to see Genesis's creator and how to stop him.
Genesis's creator? Genesis. Wait. Have I talked to Adam enough to know the name?
No, he hasn't talked to you about it at all, I don't think.
I don't know what that is. Genesis's creator. We talked about the... I don't like that band. I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
She's like, I told Darren this was stupid. All of this stuff just to connect me with... It's dumb. It's not worth it.
Hey, who's Darren? Is that your boyfriend?
Gross. No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay. Listen, I don't know, but like, you can you try have again to later. Know. Why do I have... I don't know.
Because you weren't there for me for anything else, and I...
Wasn't there for you. I don't know you.
Wow. Yeah, and I don't know you either, Mom. So
what?
Whoa!
Shit.
You named your kid Mashley?
You named your daughter Mashley.
You did this.
Well, I'm 14 years old.
And she's like, never mind. It's not worth it.
I'm
Susan,
14.
Pull me out. And
who's
then
the father?
Susan. Oh. Susan.
Mashley.
And that's where we'll end our episode
for
today.
Oh, my God.
Mashley. One of my favorite moments from season two goes back to the episode where we all went to Chadriel's, heavenly pad, and he tried to make us all connect by playing the Sega. I think the whole experience, the whole interaction is GD hilarious. That stands for good doggy hilarious. But I want to give a shout out to my gal and maybe Adam Miller's best friend right now, Crashly's sick burn of CEJ. It's too funny for me to even say. You gotta hear it in the context of the whole scene. It killed us. Which is funny because at the time Crashly was a ghost, aka dead. But I love it. One of the sickest burns that came out of left field. I wasn't expecting it. None of us were expecting it. And I'm shouting out to Aaron Rain as Crashly.
I need you all to pair off with the person that you have the biggest problem with in your group.
Myself.
Ooh. Gosh.
Adam.
CEJ?
Oh. Really?
I mean,
wait a second. Did I not get a partner?
I mean,
Chadriel, I guess.
Everyone's going to end up with a partner. Nobody's going to be alone.
Okay.
I got Chadriel.
Okay, who has the biggest problem with me?
I think it's Adam who has the biggest problem with me currently.
Yeah. Yeah, currently.
Okay. Jeez.
No, geez.
So the pairs are Adam and Shamanda.
Well, wait a minute. Crashly, CEJ, have you not admitted that you have a huge crush on each other yet?
Oh my God.
We don't.
Oh my
what
God.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you are just giving me all this shit about Dirk.
Sorry.
You two should definitely pair off. You two definitely need to pair off.
No, we don't, though.
Oh my
are you
God.
What are you talking about? We are literally just friends and barely.
Oh my
God. Bro, do you remember when you got that ring?
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
She's dead, dude.
You're paired off.
I have a girlfriend.
For sure.
I have a boyfriend.
No, you don't, CJ.
That is insane. She's dead.
She's 12. I'm not.
I'm 14.
And dead.
And I'm
wow.
dead.
Wow. Okay. Did I say more hurtful things or did I say pair off?
You didn't say, no, you said pair off. Right? Yeah, you said pair off, right?
Pair off. Yeah, that was it.
And we cut forward to, we see you two, we see the six of you in pairs. There's Shamanda and Adam, Crashly and CEJ, and Susan and Chadriel. Chadriel, you have the floor.
What we're going to do is we're going to use one of the greatest artistic tools that humanity has created, and that is...
improv.
Oh, no.
The Sega 32X console. You're going to be playing Shadow Squadron, a spaceship game where one of you is pilot and one of you is gunner, or Knuckles Chaotix.
Oh.
So pair off. Choose your game, and through playing the game together and learning how to collaborate, we're going to reach a greater understanding of ourselves.
Hmm. Well, Shamanda, do you want to play Shadow Squadron because you like to lie so much in the shadows?
Why don't we rock, paper, scissors for it?
Yeah, sounds good. Rock, what? Paper, scissors, shoot.
What'd you get?
What'd you get? You can see it. Look down.
CEJ, you're the dork. Which one do you want to play?
I'm the what?
The dork.
Oh, hey. You're right, Crashly. You're right.
I don't know about video games.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, Crashly. Hey, you know what? Why don't you be player one? And I toss Crashly the controller and it just flies through her incorporeal body.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
I feel like talking is a problem, so we're going to communicate with each other through the game's exclusive.
One of my favorite moments from season two, way back at the beginning of the season in episode 202, when the gang is all in Rhinelander, which is Haverford's like rival town, Adam Miller, played by Jeff Murdoch, so beautifully doofusy, is trying to just like land a burn on Rhinelander. And he just can't like make it happen. And he's trying to tell a joke to Derek the Angel, as played by Alan Linnick. And they both just like play off each other so beautifully to make this joke not happen laboriously, which is actually not that easy to do. So it's just so funny. And then Claire comes in at the end with the perfect, button to this little moment. So please enjoy.
I think I nudge Derek and I'm like, hey, Derek, you know what they call dress shoes? Are you, shit. I got the joke.
No, I want to know. Wait.
Okay.
Adam, what do they call dress shoes?
Okay, no, here's what it is. Derek, you know what they call muck boots here in Rhineland?
I'm dress actually shoes. More interested in the dress shoes thing.
That's what the dress shoes are, what they call the muck boots. So, okay. You know what they call dress shoes in Rhineland? Muck boots. So.
Wait, they called dress shoes muck boots?
Because the whole place is muck.
Shit.
Huh.
I gotta write this
I
joke
did
down
not know that. And I turn to the lady in the... What kind of shoes is the lady in the door wearing?
She's wearing, like, wellies, like classic kind of mud boots.
Like muck boots.
Yeah,
muck and
boots.
I say, and by the way, we love your dress shoes. Oh, no.
Roll plus charm, Derek.
He's gonna get us all killed.
And if you're a longtime listener, you probably know that he's going to get us all killed is something like every player is thinking pretty much every moment our dear and darling friend Alan Linnick is speaking or acting in the game. But I love this moment. It's so fun to get to listen in real time to these like brilliant, hilarious improvisers do their thing and work off each other. Jeff saying shit might just be one of the funniest things I've ever heard. And Alan is so like delightfully innocent as Derek and so devilishly calculating as Alan. And I love both of those aspects. And then Claire just comes in with a truth bomb like they always do. Iconic. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the clip. I hope you enjoyed the last couple seasons. If you haven't listened to them, go back and get the history. I hope you stay tuned for season 3. We're so excited to bring it to you. Thanks so much for listening. We love y'all. Thank you.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.